All right, so Dan is not a part of today's post-game show. It was our final show today at ESPN Radio. We'll be back hopefully tomorrow. Le Batard and Friends Podcast Network. Please subscribe, rate, and review.
And the Dan Le Batard show is Stu Gatz. That's really the big one for tomorrow if you want to get the radio show. The radio show is going to continue to exist on the Dan Le Batard show with Stu Gatz feed. And I know Stu Gatz has worked hard on some stupidities. There's going to be mystery crates. I know we have plenty of South Beach sessions ready to deliver to our audience. So for all that, search out Le Batard and Friends or those individual RSS feeds.
All right, so Dan is he is wrapping up HQ right now. He is doing his final episode of that. Billy asked me in the chat, would I like to play a game? He asked me this 4 hours ago. He has a game for the post-game show, and I've been waiting 4 hours, okay? Like, yes, I love a good game, Bill. Let's play a game. What game are we playing today, Billy?
All right, so I wanted to play a game with you guys today. Obviously, the last day at ESPN, but it also feels like the last day of high school or the last day of summer camp, and everybody's mixture of happy and sad, and we don't really know what we feel, but one thing's for sure, we're going to be friends forever, right? But reality is we're not going to be friends forever, right? Look at any yearbook that you have from like fourth or fifth grade that you pass around to all your friends that say KIT, and they give like their home phone numbers and all that stuff, and you never called all those numbers, right?
Yep.
So the game that I want to play, and it's probably not a great game, but the game I want to play is who that you know right now that you think that you're friends with and you think you're going to be friends with forever, will you never speak to again after today?
Hey, listen, first off, you're dead on about summer camp, because if you had told me when I had stepped out of the log cabin for the last time, Camp Winawkee, summer of, I think, 84, 85, that I would never speak to Andrew Frankel again, I would have laughed you out of the room. I haven't spoken to Frankel since that day. Hey, Billy, you are dead on with this, man. This is great. Listen, I'll be friends with everyone at ESPN because I'm not going to stop calling them. So I don't know. I don't know how to do this. Like, if Greedy thinks our friendship is over after today, he's wrong. Just
all right, I'll get the ball rolling. I'll get the ball rolling since no one wants to be the person that says who it is that they feel like they're never going to talk to again.
This is the person you feel like you will not be friends with. You will never speak to this person again. Right. Do you want to speak to them?
It's the person that I feel like we're friends, but time will show we're not really friends and we're just kind of headed in different paths in life. I don't know why I'm sugarcoating it. I don't think Pablo's ever going to speak to me again.
Wow.
Pablo Torre is my nomination for me. Someone who I think that we were friends, but will not make any effort to talk to me after today.
Okay.
So this is like more their perception of us. Like
it could be both ways.
I love Dominique Foxworth. I think I've said on the show before that if I had to create like the perfect human, like he's it, like just in terms of looks, smarts, all that stuff. But I feel like he doesn't have any interest in talking to me ever again.
Your days are done.
It's just because he hates your dad.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Don't be so hard on yourself. Roy, do you have anyone?
Oh, it's absolutely Dominique. I mean, I serve no purpose in his life. Therefore,
I
don't think you guys had the transactional relationship that you're alluding to with Dominique Foxworth.
I think, like, of all the people I've met at ESPN, I think Dominique is one of the people that cares about all of us the most, to be honest.
I honestly just said it, kind of throwing it out there, and then Roy doubled down on it. So now I feel like we're piling up on Dominique.
Hold on a second. Dominique doesn't love all of us. He clearly doesn't love me whatsoever.
Dude, he dragged you on that Sarah Spain thing.
That's right. No reason.
For absolutely no reason. I've never had a bad thing to say about Dominique, and he just drags me through the mud. So, hold up on that.
Mike, do you have anyone like that?
Honestly, like, we should stop putting it on other people, because I know Stu Gatz and I know myself. We're going to be that to a lot of people over at ESPN right now.
Oh, they're thrilled.
They're
to
not
going to
hear from me, and they couldn't be happier about it, and we're good.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing that I'm super
happy. The happiest about our departure?
Well, I'm just one thing that I'm super excited about. Email. Being free.
Oh.
From Hotlist. And news and notes and just...
I should probably get around to checking my email.
I don't think you can get in there anymore.
What's the opposite of Billy's game, though? Like, who from ESPN do you think you're going to be, like, that a year
closer
from now,
to?
You'll say, I have maintained a great relationship with that person. I'm trying to think who I text the most with outside of like our show. I feel like it's either Randy Scott or Gojo for me.
I could say for
like quantity of texts.
I could say for me, Mike Golic Jr. is Mike Golic Jr. The Weekend Ops crew. and probably Mina, I think. Like, I think Mina's a friend of ours for life. I'd like to think that she is. I hope that she is. I love Mina. I love all the people associated with our show.
I talk to Mina so much, and it's usually just me, like, giving her Browns takes, and she probably just merely tolerates it. And by the way, I think we all co-sign on Dan's take that Mina should be in the Monday Night Football booth.
Yes.
Or GM. Or just, you know, president of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I could see Mina not talking to me again after this also.
Wow.
Really? Billy, you feel like no one's going to talk to you ever again from ESPN. Yeah. I think Kirchin will always be there for you, Billy. Kirchin.
I'd like to think so, but I feel like Tim Kirchin's not going to wake up, you know, October 22nd, 2021, and be like, hey, let me check in on Billy Gill today. You know what I mean? I just feel like...
I feel like I've already arrived at a point where if I text Reese Davis, he'll be like, who is this?
That's the one that I'm most bummed about, because we made so many inroads with College Game Day. We repaired relationships. Stugatz was the mystery guest for College Game Day.
They had plans for me, National Championship,
yeah,
too.
I mean, it was a bad year for College Game Day in that the full-on atmosphere of College Game Day was diluted because of the pandemic, and it just would have been great to now have a recurring guest like Stugatz over there to have all this amazing access, because those people are great with us. I love College Game Day. Now that's gone.
Did Stugatz just work in on they had plans for me for the national championship?
Like, no, they did. The bear, like, in his goodbye to me, he had let me know that they were planning on doing something with me. Well, we'll never know. I mean,
what were the plans?
I don't know. I never called them back. I mean, you know,
it's a heady play by the bear. Say
the bear's
that.
The guy for you.
Just say that to Stugatz.
No, I love the bear. The it's a busy time, right? I can't call everyone back. I'll get to the bear. I mean, I love that guy, Falika. Made him a penis.